What's up, everybody? We are back for week two of Georgian Sports. We are hyped to be here. We are hyped to have you guys listening into us. Makes our job a lot easier, and it makes us feel like we're doing something and not wasting our time. So, much appreciated for that. We are going to jump right into things today. We do not have Sullivan Szymanski. He drops one F-bomb on the air, and he decides not to come back. That's fun. I guess his radio career is over. Short-lived. Lasted an hour.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Sullivan Szymanski.
Please leave an L in the chat.
Yeah, can I have a rip in the chat, please? I think we should get a live chat board going on Twitter with everybody listening.
Live chat board. We'll start up a Discord.
Start the Discord. Get that going so you guys can just roast us constantly. That'd be fun.
That'd be pretty easy, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much like every like 10 seconds.
Everyone just downloads the app and they can start telling us how bad we are.
Yeah, just start roasting me. That's fine. Just flame me.
Or, I mean, I guess they could tweet us. I mean, I have the Twitter on my phone.
Yeah, and I don't have the Instagram password right now. I forgot it, so...
Did you try the old one, the one for our Twitter? We'll try it after.
Yeah, we'll try it later. I have to sauce myself a follow again. Anyways, we'll jump right into it. Let's get going. The NFL started up on Thursday, and let me tell you, that might have been the most boring opener of all time.
Boring opener.
That game.
I might argue for worst game.
That game was horrible. That game stunk.
What was
it was hard to watch.
It was like one passing touchdown to Nick Foles. Philly.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That game was... No, there wasn't even a passing touchdown.
Technically that would have been a passing touchdown.
He didn't score.
He didn't score.
You know what I was real happy about Thursday?
He didn't score.
What?
Like the Super Bowl one, yes, he scored. But the one they did on Thursday, it wasn't a score.
Oh, yeah, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
Whoops, my bad, people.
Jay Ajayi had two touchdowns. Yeah.
Jay Ajayi.
There wasn't even a passing touchdown.
Jonah had Jay Ajayi on the bench, so
I had two. Jonah. I have two Jay Ajayis, and they were both my flex position players. So it was a good day for me.
Good work.
Yet somehow, they still passed for more yards in that game than they did in the Penn State game last night. That was horrible.
It was very rainy, to be
gosh.
Fair.
No, but
very rainy.
Well, it was.
When your punter can't hold on the ball three separate times.
I am going to make a custom draft class in Madden, which I already do. And I am going to make that punter up and make him a 99 overall. Everything, 99s. He's my new favorite player in the NCAA. Favorite player, hands down.
It was
whatever his name is. Like
you know who my favorite player was for a little while in the NCAA? Navy had a player named Wave Rider. Like, that was his actual name. W-A-V-E-R-Y-D-R. Wave Rider.
Wow.
It's an amazing Navy football player name. He was a cornerback.
Watching the college games yesterday, we were going through some of the funniest coaches' names, and I will not say any of them over the air.
Why? It's not like they listen. It's not like anyone who likes them listens.
I mean, let's just talk about, like, Jimbo Fisher.
Would you like to pronounce his name?
Yes, Kirk. First of all, isn't he from Australia? Yeah.
Yeah. Melbourne, Australia.
Kirk.
Dimbo.
Which punter is it?
Definitely
the one from last night for Pitt.
Pitts?
Number 98. Kirk Cristolulo.
I think I know how to say it, but I gotta, like, look at it.
Cristolulo.
Let's just spell that. C H R I S T O D O.
I think it's Kirk Cristodulo. I think that's how they pronounced it last night.
When you put his name,
yeah, but it's also Tyrod Taylor, not Tyrod Taylor. So
when you put his name on a jersey,
or it's a
there's
Connor
a point
Sherry.
When it's the T O D O U and the O D O in the O D O all just looks like three O's in a row.
They did not look like these.
Whoever picked the text for them jerseys needs to be fired. Because his is messed up. Let me tell you.
I don't think they expected a name like that to be put on the back, though. But yeah.
Fair enough. But back to the Falcons.
Like, his longest punt was, like, 20 yards.
Yeah, I know.
If he could hold on to it. That was a big one.
Like, I could have thrown a pool noodle farther than that.
He had a punt that went 15. 15 yards. Literally from their 45.
That was a boomer.
It's from their 45. To the opposite 40.
Like when he got rid of that one, I'm like, oh dang, he's feeling it now. He's stroking it now.
and they pan over 5 yards too far, and then had to go back. Yeah, like, oh man, we thought he had this one.
We thought he did better than he actually did.
Oh, forgot this kid can't kick the ball. Okay,
that's nice.
He also couldn't hold a snap. Like he fumbled two. I mean, he didn't really fumble, but he muffed two of them holding kicks.
Yeah.
And then he muffed his own one.
He cost them an extra point. That was when it all started going downhill.
Extra point. If he holds on to the other one, Penn State ended up scoring on that next drive, so that's another touchdown that they got off that. Yep. So you figure that's like 8 points.
All right. Extra point, 1 point. Field goal he muffed.
Which then led to a Penn State touchdown.
Which then led to a Penn State touchdown, so 11 points. Plus the punt return that went for a touchdown. 18 points.
And it was only like a 40-yard punt return.
Yeah, it was not very long.
You know, I was rooting for Pitt to win.
And then he gave them fantastic field position for which they scored again. I'm going to blame him for that one, too.
You can blame him for just about everything in that game. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Not everything, because, I mean, the offense definitely
passed for 9 yards.
They had more.
Hey, I know we're down by 20. We need to get back in this game. But let's just keep running the ball horizontally, not even vertically.
The running game was the only thing that was working for them. Kenny Pickett was not playing well.
I know.
Pitt had more penalty yards.
I think they should have gone to him a little earlier. Let him.
They had more penalty yards than they did passing yards. That's pretty bad.
Well, and your stats on the punter.
And they only had, like, 9 passing attempts. It's not like they dropped back many times.
I think the best part about the whole game was in the fourth quarter whenever they showed Kenny Pickett's sister that had flown up from FSU
that day
to see the game.
You wasted your time, let me tell you. Go back to Florida.
I would have been back in my dorm room by the time the game finished. I would have just been it that way, because that was written that Pitt was not going to do well after that botched extra point.
Well, stats on the punter, let me just get this real quick. He had 6 punts for a total of 202 yards. That's an average of 33.7 yards per kick.
Look, I know it's college.
33.7 yards per kick.
But my high school coach punted in college. And he punts 50 yards now, and he's like 40.
I'm just looking at some of these stats.
But was he Australian?
Okay, you have
also
me there.
True.
Okay, you have
me
there.
You have me there.
That punt returner for Pitt, that Raphael Lote, whatever the heck, the two last names, whatever. He had 3 returns for minus 5 yards. couldn't even get positive yards. Pickett was 9 for 18, 55 yards. As a quarterback, 9 for 18, 55 yards.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Leading receiver, 2 receptions, 21 yards.
Like, I would hate to be a receiver for Pitt. I really would.
I mean, let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say that it was just the rain.
We all know, though, it's not really the rain. Like, they don't pass
Trace
the ball.
Trace McSorley, 14
You're
for right. 30, 125
they don't
yards,
pass the ball.
2 touchdowns.
Like, I would never be a receiver for Pitt.
You're right. Like, I mean, unless you're Tyler Boyd or Larry Fitzgerald.
Like, oh, I got a scholarship to go be a blocker. Yay.
I might catch, like, 5 balls in 1 year. That might be my career high.
Like, I wouldn't even be ready for it at that point. I'd be like, oh, whoa, let me warm up my hands real quick. Like, let me sit on these. Like, you know, good.
What do I do with these?
Like, they'd be cinder blocks.
I mean, you could tell the Pitt receivers weren't ready whenever every single one of them had on gloves in a torrential downpour.
Yeah, those don't help you. They don't. Like,
Vance McDonald's officially out for tonight, too.
Well, he's on my bench anyway. So.
Well, like, when it's raining that bad.
Breaking news on
Georgia
Sports.
The gloves. Jeez, that took me too long to say. Gloves. Those don't help.
They don't help
they
in the rain.
They really don't.
Not a chance.
Like, jeez, kids. Like, do I have to, like, spoon feed this information to you? Gosh, common sense. Some people, golly.
Golly, gee.
No, coach, I swear they still work. Let me keep them on. Let me keep them on. I'll just wipe them off on the pants.
Yeah, they're drenched.
They're soaked.
I also like from last night when the kicker and punter came off the second time that he botched the hold. He just, like, was trying to find somebody else to, like, hold for him because he's just like, I'm done with this man. If he can't hold, I'm just done.
Oh, my God. There was one point when he was punting it from the back of the end zone, and we're like, bet he steps out.
And that's when I got returned.
He didn't.
That was when I got returned. For
it did. I don't know who was. I was like number one or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
number one.
Not great. KJ Hamler on the return for that.
Yeah.
One.
All
right, well.
Yeah, and then James Franklin is sitting up there in the post-game press conference. He's like, yeah, you can tell why we really liked him. It's like he had to return it like 25 yards. And on top of that,
he didn't have very far to go.
He had the whole field open to him.
My favorite part of that run was when he like pointed like to pick up the block, and literally it was pointing like right in the direction of the punter. He's the last one. He's the only one that could have got to him, and he just misses.
Did you see what he's the like, did you
the
see
punter clapped down? Hey,
no,
come here.
No joke.
Come here. Get back here.
He's running, and he tried to like swipe at him, and instead he was just like, oh.
He's like, I don't want to embarrass myself. I want to make it.
Good for you.
Yeah, good job, man. Good job. Good game.
Well.
Oh my God.
All right, but back to the NFL because that was a sidetrack.
We don't have to discuss that now. Got that.
I didn't think we were gonna talk about it that long, but hey, things happen.
I didn't think so either. But
all right, we're gonna run through our predictions and projections for Week 1 of the NFL season for the Sunday games and the Monday games. Let's dive right into it. Cincinnati Bengals go out and take a trip to Indianapolis and possibly the grossest stadium in the NFL, Lucas Oil Stadium. I think that's disgusting. The place is old, muggy, bad, gross, disgusting, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Dylan, who you got this week?
I got you know what? I don't think Indianapolis is going to win because I heard Andrew Luck is having trouble with his shoulder again.
Andrew Luck. He hit a reporter.
Marshmallows. I'm not trusting him until I actually see it.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to pick against Indy just for that fact in a close one. If Andrew Luck's feeling himself, though, I take Indy to cover. I don't even know what the spread is, but I'll take Indy to cover.
I got the Bengals for sure. That receiving corps is deadly.
And I will also take the Bengals, mostly because I don't trust Andrew Luck unless I see him out on the field and actually throw a normal size football.
I got Houdet Nation. John Ross gets his first career reception today. Big day in Bengals history. It will be John Ross. First career reception. First time he touches the ball and he won't fumble today. Will also be today. So breaking big play for the Cincinnati Bengals today. They will make team history. It'll be fantastic. But moving forward to the big game today, Tampa Bay Buccaneers visiting the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Mad hype in the chat for this one. Dylan, who you got?
Why are you going to start with me? Start with someone else sometime.
I'll start this time.
Yeah,
we'll go
I'm messing with the soundboard.
Keep going back around like this. You know,
Dylan likes teams in red, so he's taking Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think if anybody of us picked the Bucs, I question our judgment.
Yeah.
I'm taking the New Orleans Saints today for obvious reasons. The Bucs suck. Move me forward. You guys, any objections?
We're going from Houdet to Houdet.
No.
No. New Orleans is Houdet.
I know, that's what I said. We're going from Houdet to Houdet.
Oh, I like that.
See, he made a good comment, and you're over there just not paying enough attention.
Paying enough attention. What are you doing?
He's working on the soundboard.
You literally told me not to come to you because you're not paying attention. Okay.
I said I just I'm not ready.
He's listening.
I'm ready.
Moving forward, my game of the week, the Buffalo Bills make a trip out to M&T Bank Stadium to take on the Baltimore Ravens. Nathan Peterman, let me tell you, he's a guy.
He's a man.
He does.
Not a dude, but a man.
Who will be slinging the pigskin all over the yard today.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't really want to pick the Bills, but I'm going to have to.
I'm taking Nathan Peterman and the Buffalo Bills today to beat the Baltimore Ravens. Nathan Peterman, my dude, don't let me down.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Bills.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with the Ravens. Just because. They had a bad night last night. And I think former pick quarterback Nathan Peterman.
Hey, they went ranked. They beat Clemson. Okay.
With Nathan Peterman.
No. College Nathan Peterman was amazing. I love that. But I don't know if he transitioned.
NFL Nathan Peterman shares the ball.
With both teams, I guess.
Sharing is caring.
Pooch. Shh.
All right, Dylan, who you got? Nathan Peterman or the Uglies?
I'm going to take Nathan Peterman because last night Joe Flacco's little brother couldn't beat Florida State with an FCS team, so I can't trust Joe Flacco today. Let's go with Pitt.
That's fair.
Facts. Three of us picked Nathan Peterman to win today.
To be fair, I think they mostly do it through the running game.
I hope so. I have Shady McCoy in my fantasy team.
Would make sense.
I think Nathan Peterman slings it. Go Nathan.
What? You trying to say he's going to go for like 300 yards?
Nathan Peterman
touchdowns?
Puts up 200 yards today. All right, puts up more.
Puts up more
passing yards than the Atlanta Philadelphia game combined.
Let's just put it this way: I don't think he's going to have nearly as bad of a game as that five pick game. It's
pretty
hard to beat that.
Either. No, he definitely doesn't.
Maybe he has like one or two.
Before I back up that statement, how many passing yards were in that game?
368, just to
okay, never mind.
I was about to say that.
He puts a two-thirds of that, all right? Let's put it that way. All right, moving forward. The Houston Texans go in and take on New England, the return of Deshaun Watson today.
Deshaun.
I still got the Patriots. I'm a firm believer in Tom Brady.
Week one. I'm going to go with week one. Deshaun's still a little rusty. Watson not going to have his best game. Go with the Patriots.
Yep, I'm still a Tom Brady believer. He's the best player in the
NFL. I think you played this game in like week five, I'd probably take the Texans.
Nah, I think I'm going to be the black sheep here. And
wow.
I'm just worried about Watson starting off a little rusty.
Don't bring in racism.
He's missed a lot of time.
No, see, I would say that he's rusty, yeah, but like notoriously the Patriots haven't been the best early in the season. They generally build on it. So if they come out a little weak, the Texans it's their first week. They have a completely healthy defense.
I'm the one who sees little sound bars go up and down. Your mic's just fine.
I think the Texans.
The people think otherwise.
My mom just texted me, said that she couldn't hear Travis very well.
Maybe you should speak into your microphone.
all right, now I have all the power.
I got the power.
I'll talk over all of you now.
I'll just hit the mute button.
You will do no such thing.
I have the Patriots too, though.
So have we all made our picks for this game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, moving forward. The San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy G, my dude. Not really my dude. There's some question marks on his character a little bit. All right, let's be honest. Take a step back and let's look at Jimmy G real quick. He went on a date with like a notorious porn star, and then Jordan Brand comes out and is like, my guy, let's sign this dude to a contract. Like, let's have him rep our brand with his new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like Jordan Brand.
Of all the people you could have, like Jimmy G. Like, I'm sorry, but you're pretty good looking, dude.
You could get
somebody that's not a porn star.
Yeah, you could get like an actress, you know, somebody like that, probably.
I mean,
you are in
California.
Maybe make more than like five starts, and maybe you know build up a little.
But it
more.
Doesn't even matter. Like, you see four straight quarterbacks coming into training camp, and it's like, whose wife is that, or whose girlfriend is that? Oh, it's the four-string punter's sister. What?
West Virginia?
What?
Wild and wonderful.
Okay, when you part. Against the Minnesota Vikings, I am a firm believer in the Vikings. I think the Vikings take this one. Jimmy G picks up his first loss as a starter.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I mean, and not just because I have Kirk and Steph Diggs starting this season in my this week in my fantasy league.
I also agree with the Vikings. Too tough of an overall team to beat.
Yeah.
Dylan, do you have an opinion?
Not really, no.
Okay, moving forward.
They have a legit game. All right.
Man, this show sucks.
we knew that going in.
How did we get voted best show on the weekends last year?
All right.
We didn't get voted best show. We just were told we had the most listeners.
Oh, okay. So we anointed ourselves as best show.
So thanks, guys.
Based on
that. I mean, we had the most listeners, so we're de facto best show.
So thank you for all tuning in.
I don't know why you're
show.
Saying thanks, Nate. You weren't here last year.
Yeah, you're rookie.
Hey, I'll just
hey,
say
chill.
Thanks on behalf of the show. Jeez.
Shish.
Shish.
Anyway.
God.
Moving forward. Wow, there are some horrible games this week. Let's just kind of skip over some of these. All right. Titans, Dolphins. Titans.
Titans.
Yep.
All right. Good.
Yep.
Let's see. What other ones stink?
I don't really care about the game.
Seahawks, Broncos. That one stinks. Seahawks.
Jags, Giants. Jags.
No. I like that game.
Oh, okay, fine.
I mean, who doesn't want to go see Jalen Ramsey and Odell?
Okay, first of all, back it up. We're going to this game now. Forget about my earlier pick. First of all, Jacksonville is probably the best team in the NFL this year.
You're an idiot.
Arguably.
Okay.
They have the people's quarterback. They have the people's quarterback and Blake the Boat Bortles. They have Jalen Ramsey. I messed up this computer. They have Jalen Ramsey.
A jerk.
Who's it? Yeah, he is. But he's the best cornerback in the NFL. They have the best pass rush in the NFL. They have the best linebacker core in the NFL. They don't have the best safety core, though. I'm not going to give them their safeties. Shout out Buffalo Bills for the best safeties in the league. And they have some unknown name receivers that just end up like going off in random weeks for no apparent reason because Marquise Lee died. R.I.P. Marquise Lee. So yeah, Keelan Cole will now be like the number one target, and Dante Moncrief will be the number one targets in Jacksonville. I think Seferian Jenkins is an underrated tight end. That offensive line, very good. Oh yeah, and that's up this running back. I don't know if you heard of him, Leonard Fournette.
He's on my fantasy team.
He gets hurt sometimes, but then he bowls over some people, gets hurt again, skips out on a team meeting, bowls over some more people.
Yep.
Scores touchdowns, does dances, does some stuff, skips another team meeting, scores touchdowns.
Goes
home. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Jets. Who do you think I'm taking?
The New York football Giants.
You're like, no,
Saquon Barkley's going to run for all 400 yards of their offense.
Actually,
today.
No, I hope he does because he was my first overall pick. In the
Yeah, I know. In the keeper league, I wanted Saquon.
So here's
I didn't think I was going to get him because I was pretty late, but I wanted Saquon.
So here's my projection for this game. Saquon rushes for 250 yards.
Bold prediction.
Jacksonville Jaguars, though, put up 40 points and they win.
Right, I agree. Steelers-Browns. I think the Browns put up a fight, but...
I think the Steelers win because Baker Mayfield's not starting.
Yeah, if Baker Mayfield was starting, Browns win, but he's not. It's Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor throws.
That might be a little bit.
Tyrod Taylor throws for less than 150 yards today against a questionable Steelers defense, and then they realize, oh, he's not very good, but we're going to start him again week two.
No, I was about to say, do you think Taylor finishes out this whole game, or do you think he gets pulled at some point?
Depends how close it is. No, he plays the whole game.
He'll finish the
whole
game.
Yeah, he's playing the whole game. Never mind.
They're not gonna give up on him.
Nope, Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod.
All right, do you think the broadcast would call him Tyrod or Tyrod?
Tyrod.
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 T-Y-Rod.
Do you have a problem with that?
T-Rod. We're going to call him T-Rod like it's knee.
Ty.
Yeah, they're just going to call him Ty.
They're just going to call him T-Mobile.
They literally asked him, like... Okay, hey, so is it Tyrod or Tyrod? And he's like, it's Tyrod. I don't feel like answering this question the whole year. Literally what he said.
Tie-dye Rod.
So they're going to call him Tyrod. On to the next game, Chiefs and Chargers.
I can feel the
I got the Chargers.
In this room.
I need to go find a new show to be on.
Sorry, we don't want you here anyway.
I'm deciding I'm going to do this. Anyways,
Okay, of all things you can have said.
Well, it's a radio show, so it doesn't really affect anyone else but us.
Moving forward.
And the people that walk by.
So, well, they sort of fall for looking in. We're not zoo animals, though. Why do they stare at us through
the
glass?
Don't tap the glass.
If you tap the glass, I freak out.
Don't feed the animals.
If you tap
somebody out there with, like, pizza, we're all, like, popping our heads up, like, ooh.
If there's anybody out there all popping our heads, I'm like, who is that?
Always like stare at us.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we got to stare back. We got to assert our dominance.
Like, they're looking at me. I literally do the show like leaning on the table
from
like this.
Cage.
Like, yeah, from like seriously. Like, I'm like, who are you and what do you think you're doing on my radio station? Like, seriously, get out of here.
Get.
Like, there'll be like media show like meetings like for the TV stuff, which stupid. Anyways.
It's stupid.
Anyways, and I'll just be sitting here
we'll
like
this. We'll have to cut that part out before
like,
we send in the audio file.
Like, they have, like, dominance over us, and I'll still be sitting here like, who are you?
You see that thing on the wall that says Hopwood Hall? This is Jordan Sports Hall.
From Sundays from 12 to 1.
This is our territory.
Sorry, Sundays from 11 to 1, because even though we don't do the first hour, we still have it scheduled.
We're still claiming that.
We're still scheduled for it.
Yeah, I did tell them that.
Oh, did you actually?
Yeah, I did tell them that we're 11 to 1 again. LOL. Anyways,
11 to 1.
We're not.
Hey, it gives us mobility. If we ever want to do a long show,
if we ever want to do our like a Christmas special for the 2
Christmas
hours,
special.
You know?
Oh, I think we have to. The Christmas special was pretty great last year. I think we need another Christmas special.
That's obvious.
Where we don't talk about sports.
At we all. Just talk that's about fair. Christmas and literally anything else.
And literally anything else. Yeah, it's like our stinky show. Anyways,
Chiefs Chargers.
Anyways, oh yeah, there's still football games.
We still got a decent list.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, next.
Let's
once,
go
once
Chargers.
Other sports start up, we're just going to do, like, the main games.
That's fair.
And kind of just chill with, like, the stinky games.
So the Chargers.
Chargers.
Chargers. Chiefs.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Hello, Dylan's trying to put something up. I just kind of want to hear what he's got for me.
I wasn't ready, but my phone closed. So.
I made my opinions on the Chargers pretty clear that they don't start out seasons very good. They don't.
They're going to change that this year.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
I've also only listened to one sound, so this is going to be kind of interesting. But We'll see how it goes.
I don't know any of these, but we're going to play them anyway.
Yeah, we're going to play them. I mean, some of them have swearing in the title, so I know not to play those ones. But if anything else does, it's accidental.
Disclaimer.
The free media. Anyways,
free the media.
Moving forward. Red yeah, skins, we're not skins. Twitch. We can say what we want to say.
So you can say what you want to say on Twitch. You can't say what you want to say on, like, TV or syndicated radio.
No, Twitch, dude, they're very censored media. Very censored.
I don't think you know what the word censored means.
I can't show my nips.
What?
Anyways.
That's true. That's true.
I think that's just, yeah.
But I think that's more of a common decency thing.
No.
More than just a specific
wrong
thing.
Wrong. Game of Thrones. Anyways, moving forward. The Cowboys that reside in Dallas will take on the Panthers that reside in Carolina. Who you got?
Panthers.
We're all going to be wrong.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, but like.
The Panthers are just such a wild card week to week. Like, some weeks they're good. Some weeks they're like the worst team in the NFL. Some weeks they're average at best. Some weeks they're like mildly above average.
Dallas has
like,
a banged
they're
up
more,
offensive
they're
line.
More inconsistent than the Bengals. They really are.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Arizona Cardinals, I am not a believer in you guys. In
Super
the
Bowl
Super,
pick.
Super Bowl champions, hear me out.
Super Bowl champions with Sam Bradford under center.
Exactly.
Until Josh Rosen takes over. When Sam Bradford gets hurt.
Bold takes the Arizona Cardinals finishing the bottom five in the NFL this year. I have the Washington Redskins.
Yep.
Go Skins.
Like, I think the Cardinals stink.
I don't know.
Bad.
Washington's
pretty
That's bad, too.
Because they notoriously are bad.
But
Larry
like,
Fitzgerald, I just feel bad for him.
Sam Bradford.
Because he is.
He's going to win something.
He has been historically one of the best.
If he doesn't get hurt
by something,
in two
he
weeks.
Means a game.
The best receiver.
He might win injury of the year.
Oh, injury of the year.
Injury of
Can
the
that
year.
Can that be a Jordan Sports Awards end of the year category?
Injury of the
year.
Year?
Yeah.
Injury of the year.
Let's write that down.
Who had the most stylish injury?
So pretty much
that much that would have been held by like Derrick Rose for like four straight years too.
Yeah, who went down in fashion? Let's put it that way.
All right.
Like, how badly did you get wrecked? I like it.
We got four more games.
Seahawks Broncos. This one stings. Seahawks. So this game, like, I will not be paying attention to this game in the slightest.
Nope. We can just skip right over this one.
Yeah, this
forget
one's,
it.
Poor guys.
Skip over it after we already touched on it.
This one stings. Anyways, moving forward, Packers Bears.
Prediction.
Aaron Rodgers in the discount double check go
Aaron
on
Rodgers.
To destroy the Bears.
I think the Bears put up a fight.
Nope.
But
Patrick or not? Yeah, Patrick.
Patrick Mahomes.
Rodgers will take the dub.
I think Patrick Mahomes goes off.
Rodgers.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes gonna go off on the Packers, but.
But
no.
Not the Chargers.
No, but not the Chargers.
Yeah, I just got all tangled in my.
He had a game day one day trade. It's like a loan deal in soccer.
I just
one
got
game
all
loan.
Tangled in my cord. All right.
Well, maybe if you were here when we set the cords up, that wouldn't happen.
No, like, it was around
it's
my
true.
Foot. Anyways.
True.
Moving forward. Jets and Lions.
Lions.
Yeah, Lions.
I'm gonna go Jets on that one.
Matty Stafford gonna air it out for a bajillion yards.
That's a horrible Monday night game.
That's a Monday night game.
There's two Monday night games.
Well, yeah, I knew that, but I didn't realize
that
was a Monday night game. That's awful.
And then the Raiders also stink, so the Rams will win that one.
Yep.
Horrible Monday night games. Monday.
This week was just kind of meh.
This whole week kind of stinks. Like,
this whole
to be
week.
Honest. What? To be honest, there are no good games.
I mean, towards the beginning of
like, seriously, to be completely honest with you, the best game on here is Ravens and Bills.
I mean, Jags and Giants.
You know, I have
horrible.
Crickets if we want to describe week one like that.
Yeah, please do.
Play Jags it, and play. Giants isn't horrible.
That's really loud.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know how loud it'd
be. My ears are now bleeding.
Jags and Giants won't be horrible. Texans and Patriots won't be horrible.
For the most part, though, this week is not exciting.
Steelers and Browns will be interesting for the first half.
Maybe for the first 5 minutes until the Steelers take a lead and then it's over.
It's true.
Maybe the Browns will get lucky and someone wises up and puts in Baker.
All right, and then we'll touch on the Thursday night. We'll touch
that.
On the Thursday night game next week because that's probably the most exciting.
You know what?
The
they should have cut Tyrod Taylor and kept Bro back.
The Bengals and the Ravens.
Bengals-Ravens. Mad hype in the chat. Mad hype in the chat. Cincinnati Bengals start the year 2-0.
The rivalry for a rivalry.
I think the Ravens win this game.
Since
I agree with the Ravens
claim
pick.
A rival, going to claim the Steelers rival.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Okay, that was
he didn't even hear it because he took his headphones off.
He's going outside.
I'll catch you out there after the show, Travis.
Yeah, somebody has to let him back in.
No, he's just not going to close the door.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
Play by play on Travis. Okay.
I mean, if we close the door, we can just have him locked out because he doesn't remember the password.
He doesn't?
No.
You want me to?
Go for it.
So the Bengals are going to win this.
Yeah. So I mean, I think the Ravens steal this one. He didn't even look over. Oh, Jesus. All right, so we have 29 minutes left. It's going to be Travis free 29 minutes. I'm actually kind of surprised how still he's sitting.
All by myself.
Can we get this up, like, the actual version?
Yeah, I can.
As much as the people love my singing, I think.
Our singing. It was a duet. I don't know.
Well, you chimed in a little later. That's why I was, like, a little...
You know what's sad? I've definitely looked this up for the show before because it came up as soon as I started searching it. There was an ad. Bit of an ad. Just a bit. He's just out there. So for the people at home who might not know what we're talking about, Travis has left the room and he's now sitting directly outside on it. I don't know if it's a table or a chair.
No, it's a chair.
It's a chair. Yeah. Staring directly at the...
Trophy case
for the media center. But he hasn't moved at all. It's kind of impressive how still he's being.
All by himself. He's coming back.
He's trying to. No. Turned. Guess he's going to the TV station. We lost the radio. He doesn't know he doesn't have a face for TV. That's why we do radio. We don't have faces for TV. I think he just realized the door was closed.
I'll go let him back in.
Wait.
Oh, did he actually... Oh, he must put it in his phone. He didn't remember it last week. I didn't know if he had it in his phone anymore or not.
Are you okay?
Are you ready to rejoin us? You done with your temper tantrum?
Now that we've gone through that whole ordeal. On to the thing that I walked in on Travis yesterday. Wrong implications, but he's playing Madden.
Wait, what?
He's playing Madden.
I joined
that. That was poorly worded. Well, you missed it. You took your headphones off. As you were walking out, I played the Catch Me Outside Girl.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It was perfect.
So we're playing, I walked out. Travis playing Madden yesterday. Man is up. What was it, like?
91-14.
Were you playing the computer?
Yeah. I threw for 1,068 yards.
But he's on all pro.
1,068?
Yeah, Madden's broken. So I'm in the second year of my – yeah. Yeah. So I'm in the second year of, like, the franchise mode. And the Jets stink. Like, they're bad. So you run Salance. They don't have a pass rush to, like, make you have to get rid of the ball quickly. And they don't have a secondary to hold up. So literally you just need to run Dante Moncrief had 12 speed points over their fastest corner. Like, that's not fair. I just need to run a fly. And it's an instant touchdown.
It was stupid. Walk at it, and I'm like.
It was dumb.
What was it like?
What snap 80, was 10? 21? You stupid.
80, I think I walked in, it was 84 to 27.
Yeah, I kind of put up 100 points, so they stopped
what?
Me. They stopped me.
What?
I saw yours.
Yeah, if there's one thing Madden knows how to do, it is not let you get more than 100 points because you were dropping bombs right into their hands. They were just
I don't my receivers twice.
He's supposed to be muted.
I don't my receivers like twice. So I was like, okay, this is fun. Yeah, but anyways, moving forward, are there other sports? Oh, let's talk about Pittsburgh real quick with Le'Veon Bell. I just want to talk about that real quick. All these like companies and like news things and like TV shows are talking about like should his teammates be you want to chill?
All these companies
and TV shows
are like talking about like his teammates shouldn't be coming out and saying this crap. What do you mean?
They've put up with a lot with him.
Yeah, like. Cut the crap. Like, and then these other reporters are like, go get the bag, Le'Veon. He's like a fifth-year running back already.
He's a sixth year.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Like, get you hit your prime already. Like, I think you might have one more good year, then you're, like, done. Like, done. See ya.
I didn't think he was that long in the league.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, you wouldn't think that because he missed, like, a whole season with a knee injury.
That's true.
He missed...
two playoffs.
He missed eight games.
He missed like eight
games
over.
He missed eight games over like four seasons because of
drugs. This upcoming year.
Go get the bag, Le'Veon. No, chill. Like you're
go get the bag. I don't want him on the team.
Like you literally just
get out of here.
On like the biggest running back contract in NFL history. Yep. What more do you want?
And he's now passing up on $850,000 for missing the first game.
Yep. Yeah, like you're losing money now. Like you're an idiot.
Well, hey, don't worry. When he leaves the Steelers, the Browns will offer him a massive contract.
The Browns don't have the cap space.
The Browns
won't
take him.
Yeah, they don't have the cap space. They just signed Carlos Hyde. They have Nick Chubb.
They don't want him.
Yeah, they don't.
I'd say the two teams that are bottom feeder teams.
You know?
He'll be. I bet he's off this season. I bet he's off the team by the end of the season.
Tampa Bay?
No, I think Niners
could be
or Seahawks.
Seahawks won't. I don't think Seahawks will.
No, they're a pretty cancerous locker room. They might.
True.
He fit right in.
I don't know what their cap space is, though.
I mean, he'd fit in Tampa Bay, too. I mean, we got Jameis Winston at the helm.
Jameis Winston's an idiot and an awful quarterback.
He'd fit right in there. Seattle, like that seems to be where he would fit, in all honesty.
Yeah, probably. I could see him in
a Raider. He could be a Raider.
No.
Marshawn Lynch.
No, not the one just happened with Khalil Mack. No, I like that. Like I mentioned that last week, that shows me that like they're basically gonna try to pull Buffalo Bills. To be honest,
yeah,
they're gonna be that none of that crap. We don't care. See you later.
That's the right thing to do.
That's what the Patriots do, and it works out great for them. So I'm happy.
Unless you're Tom Brady, then they trade your competition.
So I'm
give them away. You don't want that.
I'm literally like starting to see teams actually do that crap, and you know what? It's working for them. Good for you. I respect it.
They're not listening
to the stupid ESPN people are like, oh, go get your bag, Aaron Donald. Like, you're a defensive tackle.
Yeah, but he's the best one in the league.
Okay.
Geno Atkins was the best one in the league 2 years ago.
Yeah, but Aaron Donald's a monster. He's the best in the league right now.
That's what people said about Geno Atkins 2 years ago.
Okay.
And Geno Atkins is making $34 million.
He had like one year compared to Aaron Donald's multiple seasons.
Geno Atkins is a five-time Pro Bowler. He led the league in sacks like 2 years ago. He's a freaking beast.
We're good.
Are you okay over there?
I had to sneeze. I held it in.
Oh, dude, you can like just go walk over there and get it out.
Yeah, you can just like turn around. Just face away from the microphones and you're fine.
I can hold it in.
That's not good for you.
I can't take my eyes off you now. I'm just like, your nose
is
red.
I mean, you could even walk
your
out.
Your eyes are
like Travis
almost
did.
Watering.
They are watering.
Dude, just let him sneeze.
I think you're crying, and that's going to make me cry, and then everything's just going to go to hell real quick.
I'm fine, guys. I'm fine.
You're not fine. You're crying.
Do it all the time.
I'm nervous for you. Anyway, it's important. You're a defensive tackle.
Yeah, you are a defensive
tackle. Like, you don't deserve that kind of money. If you want to make that kind of money, be a quarterback. Be a defensive end. Be a linebacker. Don't be a defensive tackle. You're fat. All right, did I make my point?
Nick Chubb?
I mean,
question mark?
I guess,
Chubb?
Yeah. Like, seriously, you're fat. Same thing with Le'Veon Bell. If you want that kind of money, don't be a running back.
And I'm not going to lie.
Or don't get hurt that much.
He's good.
Or smoke that much weed.
He's good, but it's not like it's the fastest running back in the league. Let's be 100% honest.
No, he's not.
He's not by any stretch. And I got into an argument with somebody about this the other day. Like, oh, yeah, no, it's all him. I'm like, excuse me.
Wrong.
His offensive line.
Wrong.
I'm like, they had to be coached to make sure they hold a block for 4 seconds because that's how much time he needs. And they're like, you don't have to be coached in order. I'm like, you're the NFL.
Yeah, I know who you are.
You have to be coached to hold a block for four seconds.
Then this person was like, well, when I played football, you played high school.
It's not high school ball.
I turned my phone off and it did that.
I'm glad nobody heard that because I yelled over it.
You gotta let me know who said this then.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, we'll
all right.
Tell you. Like, you played
high school. I thought you were just talking generally.
Like, you played high school football. Like, when I played football, my coach told me to do that. Like,
who do
you gotta
know
hold
that
a block
high
for 4 seconds because that's how much time
he
spends in the backfield trying to find a hole.
Like, seriously?
That's what we gotta start thinking.
Like, no, here's the thing.
If he goes to another team, he will suck next year.
And it's not like the defensive players aren't coached. Like, he's like talking like, oh, yeah, well, when I blocked, hey, dum-dum. The defensive players are coached.
Oh, so he blocked, too, so he must have been on the line.
Yeah, he was on the line.
Yeah, he was. Like, yo, these people are coached to get by you. They're faster than you. They're better than you. They're more nimble than you.
Yep.
You're fat. Like,
wait,
you would just have
I thought the defensive tackles were fat.
They are, but yeah. you're playing on the outsides. And yes, defensive tackles are fat.
No, but my point to the whole thing is,
Marcel
like,
Darius
like,
is literally
like
oh,
a yeah,
beanbag
no,
chair.
It's all Le'Veon Bell.
Remember
if
Casey
goes,
Hampton?
If he goes to
oh,
another
man.
Team,
or
if he goes
his,
to another
like,
team,
jersey his wouldn't even fit over his.
Vince
gut.
Wilfork is just a—he's literally a marshmallow, like one of those jumbo marshmallows.
Have you ever seen the Air Wilfork thing? It's the Air Jordan, but with Vince Wilfork on
yeah.
it. It's amazing.
I'll try to look it up. For
but
it,
but he's like, oh yeah, no. If he goes to another team, he's gonna be great
oh,
because
shoot.
His offensive line won't have to be coached to adjust to his performance. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's
please.
Awesome.
Please.
Chill.
Oh my God.
You need to chill with
but
that.
But like, for real. You're telling me that they're not going to have to be coached to his running style.
No,
yeah,
they definitely
okay.
do. Because he literally stands back
there's
there, dances
took,
for like 4 seconds. Yo, I could honestly like go and get a drink of like coffee, go to the bench, get a towel, wipe off my visor real quick,
and
tie my shoes.
And then get back in the game before.
Fix my gloves. And oh, he's just running to leave the backfield. Okay.
Yep.
Let me get into the play real quick.
Yeah.
And then he runs into one linebacker, then he's got to dance again. And then I can go back to the sideline.
And he gets tackled.
And he can run.
Has the trainer tape up my ankles real quick.
And not to mind you, everybody.
Sign some autographs.
Everybody like passes over this, but let's be 100% honest.
Do your laundry.
He. Okay, yeah, he breaks a big one every once in a while.
Go sign a new contract extension.
The amount of times he gets tackled in the backfield, or like gets like a 2 yard gain, it's a lot. He does.
He gets wrapped up around the line of scrimmage a lot of times, whether it's a negative one or just like a yard, and he just has the one that he gets lucky on, or like a handful that get bust him through for like 20 yards, which gets him his yardage. You
like
know?
I would rather a running back that's gonna get you
three, four yards
every single play. James Conner is going to get you 3-4 yards. Just about every single play. Yeah, he may have a few plays where he gets tackled in the backfield, but yeah, really, like he can, he's a go-to.
Barkley.
Yeah, Bell's also a receiving threat, though.
I can't agree with that because James Conner isn't much of a receiving threat, at least right now.
Conner's not good for more than a little screen
or a
flat pass, little dump off.
Bell,
you can literally throw
him
out as a slot receiver.
All right, but hold up, is a running back worth that much money just because he's a receiving
I mean, he's not like he's a bad running back.
No, he's good.
But I'm just saying it does help that he's versatile like that, especially when they run like hurry-up offense or whatever. If you want to go 5-wide, you can just throw Bell out there.
Well,
do you really feel confident just throwing Bell out there in the slot?
But the other thing was, and if you think about it this way, their receiving core the past so how many years, like it's been a little splotchy. You have obviously Antonio Brown, so he's great. He's a Hoffer, guaranteed.
Average at best.
And then you have Martavis Bryant, who sits out a whole season.
Oh yeah, the man who got cut by the Raiders.
Yeah, literally, like that's
one
that's
failed drug test away from being out of the NFL forever.
And then who was and then before Juju, who was your third? Who's your third? Eli Rogers.
Dude's a beast.
Eli Rogers.
Dude's a beast.
He has like a play every once in a while that goes 10 yards, but. Nothing more than that.
First downs.
So that's your receiving core. So you kind of needed Le'Veon Bell out there. But this year you have three solid go-tos.
And you have Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in the backfield.
Yeah, do it.
I see.
Do it. He could be a running back.
Do it.
Put two running backs in one play. You know how confused people would get?
Just put Ben and Rudolph out there.
That's what I'm saying.
And who's
good
quarterbacks? You said running backs.
No, you put him
put
in.
Two
if,
running,
you put him, you,
put two
you
running
his,
backs out there. Whoa, we've never seen that before. Whoa. At the end of the day, if you put Mason Rudolph out there in any position, he's still a quarterback.
Lol.
Like when Nick Foles caught the passes in those last two games for the
he's
he
was a wide
definitely
receiver.
A quarterback.
Is he a quarterback or a wide receiver?
No, he's a wide receiver.
False, he's a tight end.
Have
all right,
you, have you seen the hands
they
on
switched
that
his
man?
False, he's a running back. Fullback.
False. He's a defensive tackle.
But back to the Le'Veon Bell thing.
No, he's not
quick.
Fat. You gotta be fat to be a defensive tackle.
The thing is, like, you can get a running back nowadays with the passing capabilities in the draft. I mean, look at the Saints with Kamara. Like a guy out of nowhere and just turns into a versatile playmaker on
the running like end. Bryce Love is coming out of the draft this year. He should be good. Keelan Hill out of Mississippi State.
Keelan Hill.
He's a beast. He's a beast. Draft that man.
We saw him play. We saw him score 2 touchdowns.
In like 5 minutes.
2 touchdowns.
Like he solid. He abused.
And it wasn't against Cupcake State.
Cupcake State either. No, it was like a legit team.
What was it?
Oh, Kent State. It was Kent State. He literally ran over Kent State. Like obliterated their entire will to play football forever. Kent State won't have a team next week.
Kent State. They played Kansas State.
It was Kansas.
No, it was Kansas State.
Yeah, they played Kansas State. Kent State's a team from Ohio.
Which is better than
Kent State. I had a brain fart.
Just letting you know.
Shout out to Kent State, though. You're not playing either. Your team stinks. It was Kansas State.
Their team is pretty bad.
And he still obliterated them mentally, physically, metaphorically, metabolically. In what universe does Kent State have a football team? Keelan Hill, best running back in the draft right now.
Did you just forget Bryce Love existed?
No, I mentioned him two minutes ago.
I'm just saying, he's definitely a better back.
Have you seen Keelan Hill play?
Yes, I have. I watched the Mississippi State Kansas State game, and I watched Mississippi State's first game.
You must have said Kent State.
That's because you put me off.
Since we're getting on to NCAA athletes, let's just talk about
intramural flag football. Edward coming up to you in a few weeks.
Edward Rogers Jr.
Dude's a beast.
Texas A&M. Dude had some Mortal Kombat crap happen to him. Got his back bent over and
I don't know how shattered. You don't hurt yourself on that.
Literally,
it's insane.
Then he gets
literally
up.
That was like watching Bane.
His
and
leg
Batman.
Was like that cut was, under the dude.
That was like watching Bane and Batman when Batman's back broke.
Like,
that's literally
what it was.
I was expecting an ACL or something.
Yeah. And then he comes out.
That was you. Would have been your MCL.
It would have been my whole knee.
It would have been your whole body.
I would have been the full body cast.
You hurt yourself playing soccer,
I know. Man, and that So he gets up, runs off, and then it still has the gonads to catch a 40-yard pass that was bobbled through one or two defenders, and maintain possession of it as he's going to the ground.
And then decided to take him out for the 2-point conversion, which makes no sense.
Texas A&M. Jimbo Fisher.
You lost that game.
You
yourself.
Lost because you took him out.
He's the best receiver in the draft.
We knew as soon as you took him out.
We called it. Me and Nate literally looked at each other and said, no, game over. They're not going to get this.
You lost.
It was like when Pitt went for it on a fourth down and they had everybody in the box. I wonder if this is a run. Wow.
Especially since you didn't even try to fake it. That's like the most not arrogant. That's not the word I'm looking for. I don't know what it is, but ignorant. Yeah, that's the most ignorant thing you can do.
It's
ignorant.
It's just try to
shove it down somebody's throat. Not even try and fake. Like you're gonna pass it.
My pants are still wet from the rain.
Not even like you're gonna
fake to try and pass it.
You just try and ram it down somebody's throat like you've done the whole game. Yeah, people are gonna know. It's like Matt Ryan the other night. That what was it? Those last four plays.
You mean when Julio Jones is triple covered? Oh, let me throw it to Julio Jones.
Let me just
literally,
he's my friend, so I throw the ball.
And again, you didn't even try to fake it like you were going to throw it to somebody else. Nope. You looked directly at Julio from the time before you snapped the ball. Still looking at Julio. He's going out on the route. Still looking at Julio. I wonder who it's going to. Mohamed Sanu? Nope. You got the whole defense on Julio Jones. Let me just toss it out of the end zone.
And Matt Ryan's defense, even though it was exactly like that, he didn't take his eyes off Julio as soon as the ball was snapped. Mohamed Sanu had, 3 drops. Look, Calvin Ridley, did he even catch a ball?
I'm not saying.
No, Calvin Ridley.
I'm not saying that you don't.
Did he even have a catch in his NFL debut?
Let me fact check that.
I'm not saying that you don't throw it to Julio Jones. No, you throw it to Julio Jones. He's gonna pass. But you don't telegraph it from the time before you snap the ball to the time you throw it to him. Nah, you look at the rest of your receiving corps and make them seem like you might go to somebody else.
You are correct.
You got
zero
four
receptions
downs.
For 0 yards.
Zero receptions in his NFL debut. Wow.
Who?
Calvin Ridley.
Oh.
You're off to a John Ross-type rookie
Wasn't
season
he
right
their
now.
First round pick, too?
Yep.
Okay, good. Yeah, round one, pick 26.
Yeah, oh my. But that just irritated the crap out of me. I'm like, seriously, you're an NFL quarterback.
Thank you. Pull
yourself together.
Yeah, I had more catches than he did.
Well, you didn't have more. You just had the same.
Huh?
Don't worry. He's doing his own thing over there.
Imagine
the play call, though. Like, they're huddling up before
that. Give me one of those child leashes. I will wear it.
It's like, okay, guys,
I
ready?
Won't get one.
Here's the play. Okay, Julio, you're gonna run to the end zone. I'm gonna hit you with a pass. What? And then like all the other guys, what are we supposed to do? Just do something. I'm not giving it to you anyway. Ready,
yeah.
Break.
Oh, you guys are here too. Oh shoot.
I'm supposed to throw it to you guys.
Ready, break.
Ready, point. All right.
the punter clap. Ready, break.
Come here. Come here.
Get back here.
Come here. Come here.
Come here.
Come here.
Hey. Slow down.
Hey.
Hey. Get back here.
Hey.
What? You're telling me that you are going to return the ball after I give you a 25-yard punt? What?
That was like
I'm supposed to tackle you?
That was like his longest punt of the game, too.
What?
That literally was his longest punt. He's literally thinking in the back of his mind, wow, I just outkicked my coverage.
Yeah.
That's literally what he's thinking in the back of his mind.
Yeah.
Well,
nobody can tell me I'm wrong. He literally is thinking I outkicked my coverage. Like,
yeah.
That was like a 40-yard punt. Like, that was his longest one of the game.
It was like 25 to 30 yards.
It was still a bomb for him.
Don't give him 40 yards.
Well, it had to be over 33, like, whatever it was, because that was his average. So that had to be his longest one.
Or
is college football are there punts from where the punter kicks it from or the line of scrimmage?
In all football, it's from the line of scrimmage.
That's what I thought.
But it was still pretty far back, so it was probably 40 yards. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was 40 yards
because he returned it by like midfield,
either way,
like the logo almost.
He still returned it.
Either way, he still stinks, and he's a big reason why I watched that game just to see
still
how bad.
You could see why we really liked him. He's out there doing what we thought he was going to do.
He ran in a practical straight line.
Sir, 25 yards.
Sir,
he returned it for like 25 yards. That impressive.
The closest anybody
really.
Came to him was a punter who just clapped at him. Hey!
Get back here.
Hey!
Hey!
You're not supposed to take it in.
It's like that stupid...
You're going to get me in trouble.
You know that stupid gopher thing where it's like, Alan! Alan! Or like he says like the stuff over and over again when he's like yells. It's like, Alan! Alan! It's like, come back here! Come back here!
So, all right. In other news...
With 5 minutes remaining.
We have... This isn't necessarily related to sports. Captain Marvel.
Oh, here we go.
Because I know how this goes into it. Do you want to get through your fact of the day first?
I just have to say that the Pacific Division NHL rookie tournament started up yesterday. The Anaheim Ducks got absolutely destroyed. The Ducks won.
Prospect games.
Sorry. The LA Kings got absolutely destroyed by the Baby Ducks, 9-3. The Baby Ducks, most underrated prospects pool in the NHL. Don't at me. Ducks win 9-3.
I wouldn't know prospect pools, but
I'm super excited for the season for the Ducks to have a fantastic roster. The Sabres, Rasmus Dahlin, 2 goals and an assist. Plus, he killed a man in that game. Like, absolutely wrecked him. Look up Rasmus Dahlin, rookie showcase hit. Absolutely ended a man. But yeah, so Sabres prospects looking good, Ducks prospects looking good. Everybody else, I didn't really watch your team, so I couldn't tell you. Go Ducks, go Sabres.
Okay, I'll hit mine first.
Nate, you can have the floor to close.
Okay.
We'll take it away.
Shout out Rochester, New York.
On this
day, people out there
in sports history,
people.
There have been 299 no-hitters thrown, recognized by Major League Baseball. Two of them happened on this day. 1914, Boston Brave, George Davis, I know you're all familiar with him, no hits the Philadelphia Phillies in a 7-0 game. And then in 1948, Brooklyn Dodger Rex Barney, also I know everyone just loves that man, no hits the New York Giants, 2-0.
Real quick, though, after that yesterday, shout out to George Lopez for blowing a perfect game in the ninth inning and then blowing a no-hitter the very next batter.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, you almost did it. Like, LOL, but you didn't. So
the announcer comes – no, not the announcers. The announcer – no, it was the announcer. He said as his coach was coming out, he's like, yeah, all his teammates are coming out to let him know what he achieved. It's like, you achieved nothing.
It's impressive. Nothing. Don't get me wrong, but
you didn't do much.
You have done nothing. Okay, so anyway, so we get the first look at Captain Marvel. And I don't mean a trailer. No, we're not that.
We're not there yet.
We haven't even gotten there yet. But whenever that comes out, you better believe it. We get the first pictures of Captain Marvel, and just let me tell you. Looks like a solid movie, first of all.
I would just like to point out that I haven't talked about video games so far once this year. I'm more like 2 weeks.
We have been babbling for about 10 minutes straight.
The soundboard
I'm
has
getting into it.
COD sound bites.
Does it really?
Yeah. Hold on.
If it's got the PPSH on there.
No, it does not.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Here's one.
Yeah. Wait.
Ready?
There you go. Oh yeah,
there's one.
No, there's more.
No,
that's from the campaign. You die in that scene. That's
sad. Is it? They have that in the multiplayer, like one of the MW2s, I think.
Yeah, you die.
It's
there.
In the multiplayer though.
Yeah, you're dead.
It's like background noise. There's more. I mean, keep talking. There's more. I gotta find it though. There's lots of sound bites.
And she looks good. First of all, it's one of the cleanest.
First of all, it's his background.
It is
like all the different pictures that came from it.
You better believe it. I'm not afraid to tell you.
There's something about no scoping here.
She has probably one of the cleanest suits.
Yeah,
in the whole
she goes
MCU.
The washers,
huh?
Dry cleaners, dude.
I mean, oh my God! I'm trying to talk about one thing. Anyway, it's just a good suit. Like Captain America's Captain America's suit is pretty good. Thor's original suit, real good. Captain Marvel fits right in there. It's a good suit. Some suits that suck.
Wait, play that one again.
Hold on.
My name is Jeff.
They have like bun. They have.
My name is Jeff.
Wait, hold
Jeff.
On.
Jeff.
There's lots of good ones. I know they have more. I saw more. I just don't know where they're at.
Yeah, to be honest, you're kind of.
I didn't know how long that would be. It just said pumped up kicks, and I wouldn't know if it was a song.
Yeah, but there are some suits that they've had that have just been absolutely horrible. But this one, it's a good suit. And on top of that, Brie Larson looks fantastic.
Oh my God!
We have a new.
Just want to get that in before we finish.
We have a new segment. She looks good. Or new segment transition. It said Seinfeld. I'm like, what the hell is that? They have like lots of good ones we can't play on the radio, but like there's some good ones. How much time we got left?
Like, I think we're done.
Seconds?
All right, everybody. So thank you again for tuning into week two of Jordan Sports. We will see you guys next week. We might have Sully. We might not have Sully. Who really knows?
Probably not.
None of us might be here.
I didn't even know if he was maybe.
it's always a possibility.
Travis might be sitting outside again.
But we will see you all next week. Thank y'all again for listening to Jordan Sports. Peace out.